What was the very first musical influence that inspired you to begin making your own music?
When I began to play electric guitar, my favorite guitarist was Jeff Beck, before the starting Osiris in 1978. I had a chance to listen to Mr. Manya Gatching's music on FM broadcasting. Obviously, my music has been influenced by him since I had listened to his album Song Rain in New Age of Earth.
In what year did you form your first band, and do you first your recording?
When I was a senior high school student, I played the guitar and sang, but we did not tape it at that time. My first recording was Osiris' first cassette work, Journey to a New World, in 1979.
What was the creative inspiration for your first album, Osiris, in the midst of the time?
It was from nature. I enjoyed the walking around the low mountain. There is a mountain behind my birthplace, and this was my playground.
After that album, you did several other musical projects. What were they?
Do you mean Osiris LP? Yes, I started two other projects. One was for Dr. Zekiel and Mr. Hyde, and the other was Astral Temple. Dr. Zekiel and Mr. Hyde was a duo group collaborating with Yozo Yamamoto, who is a guitarist and a leader of Einsof. Astral Temple was a live and improvised band. In other words, Osiris was my own private recording project name.
Do you think these early groups were a musical experiment for you with various different ideas that later led you to create Heretic?
Yes, absolutely. For example, how to compose the music, how to use recording equipment and devices, and how to improvise.
What was your main musical concept or influence in terms of the sound and style of the music Heretic made?
Heretic's music style was influenced by French group Eldon and Mr. Richard Pinas. The exploration of new technology, new software, and new devices was a group concept. Our recording was helped by almost all of the Japanese musical instruments and software companies for Macintosh.
How many albums did the band make, and why did it end?
Heretic's official release were two LPs and two CDs in 80s Interface and Escape Sequence. And in 90s, Yayoi Dream and Drinking for M. There are also several compilation CDs and CD-ROM, 1984 to 88, North Siberia, and Europe's The Golden Age. The main reason why our activity has stopped is my family and I moved to Tokyo. For composing the making music, I need to listen to my music from the speaker in high volume, and not from the headphones. In order to do that, I need a recording studio or the soundproof apartment like I used to have in Kyoto, but I can't afford them in Tokyo. The rent is very expensive even for the normal apartment here.
How did the release of the new album Heretic Requiem come about?
Recently, Archie emailed me offering to create another audio CD from Europe's CD-ROM The Golden Age in 2000 releasing. When I got his email, I thought this CD should be my historic recordings, not only the same four tracks from The Golden Age. At least I wanted to put the full version of Heretic's first LP Interface. To make it a little easier version to listen, I cut some parts from the original master tapes. I also put another unreleased materials and excerpts from Yayoi Dream and Drinking for M. I believe it is easy to understand my various musical aspects in this section, and I hope you enjoy this new release. This CD title, Requiem, means that the past recollection of my music with a lot of memories attached.